Talk Radio 570 KVI.
So we have had attempts in Olympia, and one underway in Seattle, and one underway, I'm told, in Port Townsend. Just about every county with a blue county with a prominent city or town is floating the idea of a city-wide income tax, which I say is out of the question illegal, both in terms of the Constitution, but even before you get there, state law, state statute. Jason Mercier, Washington Policy Center, recently had a blog post on this. He joins me for a couple of minutes here on the commute this morning. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing good, John. Good morning.
Okay. Here's what they're saying in Seattle. Well, I know there's a state law that says you can't impose a tax on net income, but we won't impose ours on net income. We'll impose our city income tax on adjusted gross income. Does that argument impress you?
Only from the ability of tax sleight of hand. I'm very impressed by their semantics, but no, as far as a legal argument, it does not impress me.
Okay, let's talk about the law. Goes back to 1984.
Well, it goes back even further than that, because the city of Seattle, in trying to impose this income tax, is running into three problems. The first is the fact that the voters at the state of Washington have rejected five constitutional amendments to allow an income tax, mm-hmm. and have rejected five ballot measures to create an income tax. Mm-hmm. So they're not winning at the ballot box at the state level. They're running into Supreme Court rulings that started in 1933, but were reaffirmed in 1935, 1951, and have been cited as recently as 2003, saying that income is property, and as such, property has to be taxed uniformly and at no more than 1%. So at any given point, the legislature could have enacted a flat 1% income tax. That is totally allowed under the Constitution, but that's not what they're after. They're after the graduated income tax. So they run into that problem. But even going further, there is a specific statute that the legislature passed in 1984 that says very clearly a city and a county cannot impose a tax on income. So not only do you have the fact that the voters won't approve it, the Constitution restricts what they're wanting to do, it's against state law as well.
Okay, here's my reading of, if you will, the situation, that the Constitution does allow cities and counties to impose, you know, they might pay for it, at the voting booth when voters have their say, but they can impose an income tax of 1% so long as it applies to everybody. However, there is a state statute that says you can't impose, cities or counties can't impose an income tax on net income at all. So since that statute is constitutional, apparently, doesn't that make any discussion of a city income tax in Seattle, Port Townsend, Olympia, anywhere moot?
Well, and this is what makes the situation just so incredibly frustrating. I think apparently either they need to go through some civics education, or maybe I don't understand how things work here in the state of Washington. But the way I always understood how you change the law or you change a court ruling you don't like is you build public support, you propose a bill in the legislature or a ballot measure, and you change through the democratic process whatever it is, that policy that you want implemented. But we're not seeing that happening in Seattle or in Port Townsend. They're not going to their legislative delegation saying, propose a constitutional amendment allowing an income tax. Repeal this statute that's prohibiting us from doing an income tax. That's not what they're doing. What they're doing is saying, we're going to knowingly, in my opinion, in violation of the oath of office to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the state of Washington, we're going to knowingly pass a law that's illegal, that's against state law, that's against the state Constitution, in hopes that we get sued, so that maybe we can find a friendly court to do what the voters won't do for us and strike this policy. I don't understand. It kind of just boggles my mind that you've got elected officials who are trying to pass illegal proposals just so they can get sued in hopes of justice shopping versus trying to follow the normal democratic process.
Wouldn't this be equivalent to Seattle enacting a gun ban and then hoping they get an anti-gun judge who can hear their case? The Constitution expressly forbids gun confiscation and gun bans.
This really is the equivalent of City of Seattle and of Port Townsend and any city that tries to do this, of nullification, that they're trying to nullify state law or the state constitution through a friendly judge. That's not how things should be done. If you want an income tax, if you think it's good policy, you got to make the case to the electorate. You got to make the case to the lawmakers on why the law should change. We shouldn't be sitting here trying to make policy by finding a friendly judge to implement our will. That's not the way we should be doing things.
Well,
now, there is some good news.
Yeah.
We did see a bill introduced yesterday by Representative Brandon Vick. It's totally unnecessary. I mean, the Constitution is clear. State law is clear. But the fact that you've got the City of Seattle and Port Townsend now actively trying to create this court situation, apparently this law is needed, and it would very clearly say, basically trying to make this Seattle-proof or Port Townsend-proof, rather than just saying you can't have a tax on income, it's going to say, we're going to say you can't have a tax on any type of income, period, and we want the courts to review this policy very liberally to effect that there can be no state or local tax on any form of income for individuals or households. Hopefully that would be enough to make it very clear to the City of Seattle and to others that if you want an income tax, you got to follow the normal process. You can't set up these lawsuits.
You see, but here's my concern. That bill is not going to pass because the Democrats control the House. So the Democrats will say, aha, this bill, which would have kept us from doing what we want to do, failed. Therefore, ergo, we have a green light to continue.
Well, that is a possibility. I'm going to remain a little bit optimistic here. This was introduced in the House. It's very likely we may see a Senate companion introduced. And if you look at what the lawmakers have said, both on the campaign trail and in Olympia, the majority of them outside of the City of Seattle say they don't support an income tax and they don't want to see one imposed. And in fact, just a couple weeks ago, Governor Inslee again reiterated he does not support an income tax. So I don't think, especially as we have this downtime during special session, since progress is not being made on the budget debate, I don't think it's unreasonable to expect now that you've got these attempts, and it's growing, it's like a grass fire here, there, that we've got other cities trying to do this. I don't think it's unreasonable for the legislature to really say, no means no, we mean what we mean, and to pass this bill, and hopefully we can focus on other things and not try to tie up taxpayer resources and city time and lawsuits.
It would be like a second ribbon around the box. You already have the box. You already have the ribbon. The box is the Constitution. The ribbon is the state law. This would be a bow on top of the ribbon.
Hopefully clear enough for even the most creative lawyers in Seattle.
Thanks very much, Jason. That's Jason Mercier, Washington Policy Center. Check out Jason's work at washingtonpolicy.org. That's washingtonpolicy.org.